Good evening, Wahoos, and welcome, ACC sports fans. This is Frank with my co-host, Hobbo. And Hobbo is funny. His humor has worked most of the time this fall. So.
Well, yeah.
You need more
credit. Sometimes you have to maintain a sense of humor when you're 2-10.
Yeah, you got to laugh when you're crying.
I know.
That's what you're saying. All right.
Only hurts when you cry. You
yeah.
Know?
Hey, got to do some shout-outs right here at the top of the show. First off, hats off to Trent Young, a linebacker out at Douglas Freeman High School. Coached by Mike Henderson. He won the Bill Dudley Scholarship recently at the Dudley Awards. Hats off to him. He had an outstanding year and really an outstanding career at Freeman.
Has he made a college choice yet?
You know, I am not aware of that. Hold on, let me check the notes. I have not heard that. I will try to get a hold of that. Maybe somebody can call in and give us that information. 345-0910. But anyhow, got a quote here from his coach. Trent has done everything in his power to make himself a better individual player through workouts and make up our team a better team through his leadership. I do not think he missed one off-season lifting or conditioning session in my time as the coach. He has been the one player I have counted on to be a leader and help me with the transition of being Freeman's head coach.
Sounds a lot like the coach has always talked about me.
Gosh, boy, talk about Walter Mitty.
A lot of lifting. I did a lot of lifting. I did heavy lifting.
Great Scott.
I've done heavy lifting on Who's Talking in year five now. You know,
finally done some lifting. let's see if we can get that right. Also, high five to Oscar Smith's Andrew Brown, who's a commitment and soon to be enrollee. He was named the Gatorade National Player of the Year.
Did you hear about his day?
He had
Tiki Barber coming to his class second period or something.
You know, it's unbelievable. Tiki Barber actually flew in and in coordination with Andrew Brown's family and coaching staff there at Oscar Smith. They surprised him on several occasions during the day.
Now, he is a defensive tackle, is that
he
correct?
He is a brute, 6'4", 275, Hobbo.
Well, I assume he will not be redshirted. He may see immediate action, particularly since he's going to be there for the spring.
Eli Harold is a very good player, and he played very early in his career. Andrew Brown is definitely going to be playing his first fall. Anyway, he's enrolling early, is the understanding. He has a 3.6 GPA, Hobbo.
Very nice. Very nice. I like to see those student athletes.
Very, very exciting. But we'll have more on that when Chris Wright, the Sabre editor, joins us later in the show. We also had some good news driving to the studio tonight. We found out that Terry Gates, former UVA enforcer, power forward.
But non-athlete.
Right? Yeah.
According to Ricky Stokes,
yeah.
He disputes Terry's athleticism. I'd have to say
we are fair and balanced here. We will give Mr. Gates an opportunity to respond next week.
And he could tell us all about Ricky Stokes and his athleticism.
It'd be hard to rip that. Ricky, I think, was pretty athletic. Certainly was quick.
Mighty might.
He was very quick compared to Terry Gates. Yeah, I don't know how athletic, but certainly Ricky was a lot quicker.
Well, it's a good thing that Terry never threw an elbow and caught Ricky Stokes in the head, because Ricky wouldn't be here anymore.
Well, Terry's elbow, he might have gone over Ricky's head. He might have missed him.
I'm sure he probably tried in practice.
But I think you started to say Barry Koval, who's a friend of mine, and Barry, of course, executive director at Hunt and Williams, has been in that role for probably 20-plus years, but Barry played basketball, baseball, and is also the immediate past president of VAF. So Barry will be joining us in a few minutes here in the first half hour.
Very cool. Let's see here. Upcoming games, Christopher Sill. Virginia has a basketball game this Saturday. Who do they play?
Northern Iowa. Well, I'm not Chris Sill.
You're Jim. Oh. Chris is to my immediate right. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Northern Iowa, which is the school that they just actually beat VCU, but that's where Paul Jesperson transferred to.
So 4:00 on Saturday at John Paul Jones Arena. Virginia's got a very tough game ahead. And
not necessarily the kind of game you want coming off a two-week exam break.
Correct.
You know, they probably got those reversed. With all due respect to Norfolk State, who they play next Monday night, it may have been better to play Norfolk State on Saturday and Northern Iowa on Monday, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
I don't know. I mean, you know, last year, you just think about the teams that the UVA lost to. Maybe it's good to have someone tough coming right out of the gates so they don't fall asleep at the wheel kind of thing.
Well, we're gonna find out. Why don't we do the LeClaire Ryan play of the game right now?
Go for it.
So we're going to split this between two individuals. First off, in the semifinals, played the College Cup this past weekend. In this case, Friday night, University of Virginia was edged by Maryland 2-1 in the national semifinals. Virginia went into this event seeded 9th or 8th, depending upon the polls, and really overachieved this season. Have to give head coach George Galdovich a double high five. He took a team that was started the season 1-3 and really got them on a roll. They had a tremendous season. The good news
is they're also very young. Were they not a lot of underclassmen on that team?
Well, in fact, the entire team except for one player is coming back.
Right. So looks good for next year.
So look out world, look out ACC. And the player that we want to give a shout out to, and I'm going to let Chris Sill do this, who was the player that scored on the penalty kick?
It was Todd Wharton, who went to deep run. He's a second year. And he scored the lone goal for the Cavaliers on a PK.
Which was impressive because it brought the score to 2-1, and Virginia actually had other opportunities, including a late shot that ricocheted off the goalie and hit the post that with about 8 minutes to go, which is unfortunate, didn't go in because you never know what's going to happen in overtime. So anyway, a shout-out to the Wahoos. They had an amazing season to get to the national semifinals. And like I said, they're all coming back next year except for one player. So
yeah, it looks good. Looks good on the soccer. And obviously the women's soccer team had a terrific year as well. They ended with the national semifinal loss. I don't know what the makeup of that team is. I think they may have had a few more seniors on that team. But nevertheless, Coach Swanson has a really nice program going as well.
Morgan Breon is back.
She's a third year.
She's a star. She's from St. Simon's Island. And she can play, and they could do a lot of damage with her leading the way on the offensive end.
Thank goodness for soccer, because otherwise this may be the quietest week of the sports calendar at Virginia, because if it weren't for soccer, there wouldn't have been a whole lot to talk about on Who's Talking other than upcoming games.
Well, there's some accolades that we'll share later during the Olympic Sports Report, and the winter season really gets roaring soon, so Chris is going to help us do that. How about, what do you say we go to break now and then jump back in a few minutes?
Yes, and so when we come back, we'll have Barry Koval join us to talk a little basketball, baseball, and VAF. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Koval.